This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
J-E-T-S! Yes, yes, yes!
J-E-T-S. I know at this point in time it is a four-letter word, and I guess it always was. But it's Wednesday, the day of the week when we hear from our own sports authority, WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Pleasure to be here, Meghna.
Pleasure even in the wake of a disaster the weekend. But
there's always another game.
As we know, the Pats lost big to the Jets, as we've been hinting. And that leaves fans and players alike wondering how they're going to spend next Sunday when they all thought they'd be prepping for a big game. So what are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there'll be a nice sunshiny day in there for a walk somewhere.
Thinking about maybe sports.
A nap, a book to read.
Looking forward to spring sports, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, life is full of all kinds of opportunities beyond watching televised football.
Okay, life does go on. For most of us, I guess. You had a piece on this morning that was actually terrific. It took a look at one player's off-season concerns.
Yeah, I ran into a player named Darnell Jenkins who's been on the practice squad with the Patriots. Actually has been injured for a couple of months. He had a knee injury that took him out of off the field for a while. And he was getting his hair cut when I ran into him. And, you know, he was talking about sort of his own future and the future of various players. Here's what he had to say.
We got notified, and me, tell you the truth, I got me a coaching application. I mean, I'm taking it serious.
Now, what he meant when he said we got notified was the players got notified by the National Football League that there might very well be an interruption in their contract. They've got a collective bargaining agreement that hasn't been signed. There might not be a next football season. So Darnell is preparing to coach if necessary. His high school is has a very good high school football team, and they have told him he'd be welcome to come back and coach the ends if he wants to do that at some point.
Really? I mean, is that the news that I've heard that there might be about Darnell Jenkins?
Well, he's very recent news. He was re-signed to the practice squad.
Okay.
So he has a job with the Patriots. But these jobs are extremely temporary. They're basically week to week. And if a player is suddenly deemed expendable, he can lose that job as quickly as he got it. There's no such thing as job security in the National Football League, especially for guys playing at the level of practice squad. So I think he's a smart guy. He's talking about going back to college and finishing his degree as well, which his mother very much wants him to do.
By the way, you said that you talked to Darnell Jenkins at his barber, and I'm looking at your own head there, and the headphones are fitting you right now with the sleekness of a Pats helmet.
It doesn't look quite as good as it did last week at this time, but it's certainly the most elaborate haircut I ever got.
What was it like getting your haircut by the Pats barber?
It was great fun. It was great fun. And he promised not to stencil, you know, New England on one side of my head and Patriots on the other side, so everything went real well.
I think it's a lost opportunity, Bill. Anyway, I understand, speaking of that lost opportunities over the weekend, I understand you actually were not at Gillette Stadium over the weekend?
My wife and I were in New York, and so we got to see the Empire State Building all lit up green and white in honor of the Jets, which was great fun. And we were in Greenwich Village when the game ended and saw people pouring out of the clubs and bars screaming, J-E-T-S Jets, waving their green hats and stumbling into light poles and telephone poles.
Oh,
so, yeah, I saw the other side. I was in the belly of the beast at the time. And, you know, what can you say? It's a game that made a lot of people happy. They just didn't happen to be people living in New England.
No. And, in fact, we asked our listeners, New Englanders to the one, on Twitter who now they were going to root for, the J-E-T-S or the Steelers, not exactly a beloved team either. And most of our Twitter followers actually were at a loss. They didn't want to make the decision.
Well, it's a tough decision to make because you don't want to reward the Jets for the boorish behavior before the game, Cromartie calling Tom Brady a name that we can't repeat on the air. But on the other hand, you don't want to necessarily reward the Steelers. Their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, was suspended for several games, basically for sexual harassment, though nobody called it that, but extremely stupid and near criminal behavior. on his part. So, you know, there's no good guys in this one. I guess you root for both teams to play poorly and then for either the Packers or the Bears to beat the heck out of them in the Super Bowl when the time comes for that.
Well, we shall see. Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You can always catch Bill Littlefield on Only a Game right here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. and most Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston.